Chapter 9, A Changing Missouri. A person born in the year Missouri applied for statehood, 1820, would have traveled his or her whole life by horse or train, and probably would have died 70 years later without ever having seen an automobile. But a person born that year, 1890, would have lived to see automobiles, airplanes, spaceships to the moon, television, and computers. Page 228, Missouri Close-Up. Missouri's 10 largest cities, 1900. St. Louis, 575,238. Kansas City, 163,752. St. Joseph, 102,979. Springfield, 23,267. Sedalia, 15,231. Hannibal, 12,780. Jefferson City, 9,664. Carthage, 9,416. Webb City, 9,201. Missouri's 10 largest cities, 2006. 1900 population in parentheses. Kansas City, 447,306. St. Louis, 347,181. Springfield, 150,797. Independence, 109,400. Columbia, 94,428. Lee's Summit, 81,913. St. Joseph, 72,651. O'Fallon, 72,477. St. Charles, 63,009. St. Peter's, 54,839. Page 229, Figure 18, Timeline, 1915 to 1945. 1917, Missouri Farmers Association started. U.S. entered World War I. 1918, World War I ended. 1920, Lift Missouri Out of the Mud campaign. 1921, WEW was Missouri's first radio station. 1927, Charles Lindbergh flew solo across Atlantic Ocean. 1929, Stock Market Crash, Great Depression began. 1931, State Highway Patrol founded. 1941, Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. U.S. entered World War II. 1944, St. Louis Cardinals beat St. Louis Browns in the World Series. Page 230, Section 1, The Beginnings of an Urban Society. As you read, look for the following. The reasons why Missouri became a more urban state. The effect the automobile had on people's lives. The way government responded to modern times. Vocabulary terms: urban, rural, air pollution, aviation, exodus, census, cooperative, progressive. Cities and their surrounding areas are called urban areas. The areas around the cities are called rural areas. For most of its history, Missouri was considered a rural state because most of its people lived or worked on farms or in the small towns and villages nearby. Several things happened in the early 20th century to make Missouri more of an urban state. Automobiles and airplanes come to Missouri. Try to imagine your family not having an automobile. You would probably stay home more and maybe never leave your town except for special trips. Well, before 1890, there were no automobiles in Missouri. Most people traveled by horse, horse-drawn wagon, or streetcar. Long trips often meant a ride on a train or a riverboat. Because travel was so hard and slow, most people did not go far from home. The automobile changed all that. In the early days, however, travel by horseless carriage was not very easy. One reason is that the roads outside of the cities were still mostly dirt or gravel, even the main streets of most small towns. These dirt and gravel roads turned to mud whenever it rained or snowed. An automobile driver could spend most of a trip pushing the car out of the mud. Sometimes the driver needed the help of a farmer and a mule. As cars became more common, more and more people complained about the bad roads. In 1920, a campaign called Lift Missouri Out of the Mud was started. The state took over the building and repairing of most roads. New taxes paid for the new paved roads and better bridges. The automobile and better roads brought a lot of changes to Missouri. Places to eat, places to stay for the night, tourist attractions, and gasoline stations were among the new businesses. A number of companies that manufactured automobiles or produced parts for automobiles built factories in Missouri, and the state became a leading producer of automobiles and trucks. Going to town was faster and easier. It was also easier for a doctor to make house calls and for the mail carrier to deliver the mail. Did you know? Cities began issuing their own license plates for cars in 1910, a year before the state issued its first official license plate. Page 232. The automobile also changed the way people lived. People did not stay home or do things together as a family as much as they used to do. Instead of going to the small general store in their village, people could now go to the big department stores in the nearby cities. Many of the smaller stores closed, and with them, some of the small towns disappeared. Fewer people took the train, and passenger train service to some towns was stopped. Automobiles also added to the air pollution in the cities, where the skies were already dirty from the smoke of factories and coal-burning furnaces in homes. Faster cars also meant more accidents and the need for traffic laws. To enforce safe driving laws, the State Highway Patrol was started in 1931. Just as startling as the sight of a horseless carriage to Missourians in the early 1900s, was the sight of flying machines. Missouri played an important role in the growth of aviation, the manufacture and use of aircraft. Factories making airplanes were started in Kansas City and St. Louis, but they weren't the only ones making airplanes. In Audrain County, a group of men interested in flying started the Aero Club in 1908, and built their own airplane. Many towns had airports, even if they were sometimes only a farmer's field on the edge of town. Airplanes began carrying passengers. Airplanes were also used to spray chemicals on farm fields to fight weeds and insects. There were airplane races and air shows. The shows, which moved from town to town, often featured daredevils doing stunts and tricks in the air. The pilots were called barnstormers because the shows were often held at farms where the planes could take off and land and crowds could watch. Page 233. One of the most important uses of airplanes in the early days of aviation was to carry the mail. Airmail pilots had to be brave and to fly in all types of weather. One such pilot was Charles Lindbergh, a member of the Missouri Air National Guard, a branch of the military that uses airplanes. He flew the mail route between St. Louis and Chicago. When a contest was announced for the first pilot to fly solo, alone, across the Atlantic Ocean, Lindbergh was picked to make an attempt. He made the flight in May 1927, flying from New York to Paris. The flight made Lindbergh a hero. His airplane was called the Spirit of St. Louis because many of those who helped pay for the airplane were from St. Louis. Changes on the farm. In the early 1900s, new machinery was bringing changes to the farm. Gasoline-powered tractors began replacing steam-driven tractors, mules, and horses. The new tractors meant a farmer could do more work with fewer workers and farm more land. Many people who would have worked on a farm, including the sons and daughters of some farmers, instead went to work in the cities. Despite the new machinery and other improvements in seeds, fertilizers, and farm methods, times were not good for farmers. The more food they produced, the lower the prices they received for their crops and livestock. In the meantime, the cost of the new machinery kept rising. Many farmers went into debt. Others gave up and moved to the cities. Page 234. This exodus, a movement of people from one area to another, of farmers, farm children, and farm workers to the urban areas, shifted Missouri's population from mostly rural to mostly urban. In 1920, the federal census, an official counting of the population, showed that 53% of Missourians still lived in rural communities. By 1930, only 49% did. Political changes. The farmers' troubles led many of them to band together in cooperatives or groups that shared profits and costs. One such cooperative was the Missouri Farmers Association, MFA, which started in 1917. The cooperatives built grain elevators to store the harvest until prices paid for the grains were higher. The cooperatives also sold seed and other supplies at prices farmers could better afford. Other farmers looked to the government for help and change. Some joined with others to form a new political party. Members of this party were called populist because they considered their ideas to be those of the common people. The populist won few elections, but politicians in the Democratic and Republican parties listened to their ideas, and many of those ideas became laws. For example, a law was passed to keep railroads from charging farmers too much to haul grain to market. Another made it illegal for children under age 14 to work in dangerous factory and mine jobs. Page 235. The progressives, who believed that government should make life better for everyone, followed the populist. The progressives were more successful at winning elections and making changes. They passed laws to help the poor, to protect children, to make sure that food sold in stores was safe, to regulate utility companies, telephone and electric companies, for example, and to force businesses to treat people more fairly. The progressives believed education for everyone was important, and they started teachers' colleges in Springfield, now Missouri State University, and Maryville, now Northwest Missouri State University, in 1905. Did you know? In 1906, the General Assembly passed a law that required all Missouri children between the ages of 8 and 14 to go to school. Before then, parents could choose not to send their children to school. The law was later amended to make school required for children ages 6 to 18. Do you remember? Number 1. Is Missouri an urban state or a rural state? Number 2. Who was Charles Lindbergh?